With Kurtula's resignation, the Democrats will have a new leadership team in the legislature. Hollis French took over as Senate Minority Leader from Johnny Ellis in a prearranged deal this session. And now Chris Tuck will become Minority Leader in the House. Representative Tuck says the Democrats are ready to move forward without Kurtula.
I mean, we have a great team of people put together. With the new member that may be coming on in Representative Kurtula's place, that'll make us about 50% new members. And so we have an exciting group of people with a lot of great ideas for the state, a lot of fresh faces. And I think that going forward, you're going to see a new type of caucus.
You mentioned realigning your ideas, your priorities. What would that involve?
Well, we want to make sure that we provide jobs for all Alaskans, and not just any jobs, but good paying jobs. And we're concerned about the deficits that we're facing here in the future, because that may cripple our economy. So we're trying to protect that, protect the revenues for the state of Alaska. We also want to make sure that our economy continues forward, and that part of that economy, a big part of that economy, is energy and a good, solid education for future generations.
Senator French, let's talk a little bit about the deficit. Where do you think the state should be cutting?
You know, there's it's always it's a constant exercise to keep downward pressure on the growth of government. And I think we've lost some of those muscles in the last few years because of surpluses. You know, you just sort of lose that ability to always look as hard as possible at every single line of the budget. This year, I expect the budget process to be as rigorous as it's ever been.
The state has a new gas line deal. During the Murkowski administration, similar ideas of an ownership share were discussed. Do you think this agreement will be different, Senator French?
We've got a long way to go, and I was here when that contract was negotiated. I have seen what happens when you try to negotiate your way to a gas pipeline deal with the oil industry, and the results the last time were so horrific they never even came up for a vote. Even the Republicans in the legislature saw that contract and couldn't stomach bringing it to a vote. It was so one-sided. So I hope that we get a different result this time, but I think, like many Alaskans, have lost some faith in the Parnell administration's ability to negotiate fairly on their behalf, having seen what happened just last year with the oil tax giveaway.
Do you have plans for what you might like to see and what you'll suggest?
You know, we're going to go back to certain must-haves. You have to have a structure that allows nimble new players to come to the North Slope, to invest there, and then most importantly, to be able to get their gas into that pipeline and down to the terminus on terms that are fair and allow them to make a profit. What we've seen in the oil industry side is some control, some basin control, that makes it more difficult for new players to come and get their oil into the pipeline. The tariffs can be so exacting and so high on new players that it's tough for them to make a profit. You've got to have those mid-sized companies and smaller companies exploring aggressively beyond the big three to make it really work.
You've lost the fight to raise the base student allocation. Do you have any reason to think that it will be different this year, Senator French?
I think that the negative effects of flat funding are now trickling into the classroom. In today's Anchorage Daily News, we see that the school district is looking at a $23 million deficit and the need to cut as many as 200 jobs. You can't get there cutting custodians and people that stock the storerooms. We're down to cutting teachers. And that creates an enormous constituency of parents who are extremely upset about the quality of their children's education. When it's just us politicians here in Juneau, you know, making noise, that's one thing. But when you have thousands of affected people from Juneau to Ketchikan to Kotzebue making noise, that's different. And that creates a political wave that we hope to harness.
And are you hearing a lot from constituents? Are they coming in and sending letters and weighing in enough that you think that pressure will build?
Representative Tuck and I recently attended a pre-session caucus of a gathering of the Anchorage legislators in the Anchorage Assembly Chambers. And of the 100 people that testified, I think 90 of them mentioned increasing education funding. So I think there's a groundswell coming on this.
Representative Tuck, a recent task force report recommended cutting education funding. How do you help people understand what the issue is, and what's your reaction to this report?
Well, I haven't gone through the report. I did hear that they did recommend cutting. But, you know, one of the things that we need to do is we need to invest in early education, because the remediation that we're spending is costing so much. So once you start off early in a child's education, and once you get parents involved early, they tend to stay involved and their successes are much better off. And you don't wait until they get into third grade to start remediating, because by the time you get to third grade, the costs go up. And once a student goes in remediation programs, you almost never get them out. So the goal is to invest early and make sure that the teachers have the resources they need to be able to start our students off right from the beginning.
House Minority Leader Chris Tuck and Senate Minority Leader Hollis French talking about the legislative session this morning.